Welcome to another edition of Healthcare Insurance 101. Independent insurance agent with us, as always, and that would be Kathy Pitola. Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
Good morning, JR. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Warm weekend here. We got 2 weeks left if you want to make some changes on your plans.
Got to March 31st.
Yep. The wire is coming.
Right. You can make any one-time change to like-to-like. If you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, you want to change to a different one, you can do that. If you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, you want to return to original Medicare, you could do that. So this is your time to do it if there's something that you do not like about your plan or something you need to change.
Now, the thing of it is, people, you have to understand, if you are fine with it and all of a sudden you think of something that you might want to make the change, you still have to the 31st. After that, you're locked in until next year.
You are, until October 15th. Now, there are some, you know, special election periods
right.
that may apply, but you'd have to qualify for them. Not everyone does. If you want to go to a five-star plan, for which there's only one in the area now, you can do that year-round, because when Medicare gives a company a five-star status, it allows them to sell year-round. So if you want to move to a five-star plan, then you can always do that.
Even after March 31st.
Even after March 31st.
Or if you move.
Or if you move, or you're turning 65, or you've lost your Medicaid. I mean, they're doing a lot of reviews right now with Medicaid, and quite a few people are losing it because they're not either they're not returning the paperwork, or they no longer qualify.
Wow.
So there's catching up with these people that don't qualify that have been getting them for a while, because if their income has risen past the threshold, then they no longer would qualify.
Wow. So you can help them with that?
I can. I do that all the time. I also help people enroll in Medicaid if they feel, or I look at the chart, because there's an actual chart that tells you what your income level should be, the upper part of what it can be. If you qualify, I can go ahead and enroll you. And
it's like one-stop shopping.
As long as you are, you know, there with me.
Right.
Because they all send codes back and forth to your phone to make sure that it is actually you applying.
And some of that stuff on there to check on your status of stuff, like an act of Congress to get through that.
Yeah, the two-step verification process is very onerous, but I understand the reason why, because there's too many call centers, let's say outside the country, that are, you know, scamming and taking advantage of people and, you know, to be honest, our country, and getting checks sent to them or qualify for things that they shouldn't be qualifying for.
Yeah, like Social Security for someone that's 200 years old.
Exactly.
You know, just saying. But yeah, if you need some help with this, Kathy will be able to do that for you, at least give you a shot at what's going to happen there at 727-735-2337, 727-735-2337. KECinsuranceServices.com is the website. Again, if you are coming up on 65, 3 to 4 months ahead of that time, you need to start the ball rolling. Now, for people that are just going to go on the Medicare, you'll set them up with a plan that will be good until October, correct? Is that how that works?
Well, I mean, let's say they're aging into Medicare. That means they're 3 months out from their birth month. So understand that if your birthday's in the middle of the month or the end of the month, your first day of eligibility on your 65th birth month is that first day of that month.
Right.
So let's say it's June 25th.
It'll be June 1st.
It's June 1st. So you back up 3 months, and that's when you need to apply for your Medicare. So the vast majority of people are going to wait to take their Social Security until their full retirement age. I'm finding that, at least. There are people that are taking their Social Security early, but there's not as many as there used to be.
You know, we've talked about this in the past, and Kathy and I have been doing this program for a long time, where 62 was the norm, and then 65, now it's full retirement age.
Right, and it's different for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
If it depends on when you're born. Right now, you're looking at 67 years old. If you're born in 1960, and depending on which month, you're looking at 67 maybe in a month.
Right.
And at least a month, or that's how that's going to graduate. So if you want to draw your full Social Security, that is, you know, you're without having to worry about penalties and having to pay back anything, if you earn more money than they allow you to earn,
right,
then you should wait till your full retirement age. Because once you cross that threshold, then you can still work, still earn money, and it's not going to affect you.
Now, obviously, some people are saying that you can only make so much if you collect Like I,
if you collect early.
Right. No, right. I waited to the full retirement age. I wasn't going to wait till 70. It wasn't going to happen, you know. But
I've only seen a couple of instances where that made any sense. Otherwise, it makes no sense to wait till you're 70.
Well, yeah, you've said this in the past where the spouse is a lot younger, so they want to just keep the
thing. They want to maximize their Social Security because they figure they would be the first to go. So they want to leave their younger spouse a bigger paycheck. I get it. That makes sense.
But other than that, not.
Other than that, no, it doesn't make any sense.
But a lot of people, though, you know, says, okay, I waited to 66 and 8. That's for me.
Mm-hmm.
That you can make only a certain amount or you can make a lot. Okay, everybody's got their...
So individually, you can't exceed $22,000 a year in taxable income if you're drawing Social Security early without paying back some of that Social Security.
Okay.
So typically, it's $1 for every $2 that you receive from Social Security you have to return if your income exceeds that threshold. So that's why there's a lot of people working longer than they were before.
Mm-hmm.
Very few people retire at 62.
Yeah.
They tend to work longer. And as long as they're, you know, earning a paycheck, they usually try to wait until their full retirement age to draw their Social Security.
Then after the full retirement age, they can go pretty much anywhere.
Yeah, they can continue. They can earn whatever.
And not get taxed, because I guess they're saying...
Now, there is tax on Social Security over a certain amount of money that you earn. There is tax on Social Security. They will tax your Social Security if your income exceeds certain thresholds. But hopefully that ends.
You're right.
Soon.
Because the man in the office right now is looking to take care of that.
I never thought that people who pay taxes their entire life should pay taxes on their Social Security.
Correct.
It does not seem fair.
No, it doesn't. And this administration, knock on wood, is going to take care of that for us. So
that would be great. That would be great, because it's not fair.
Oh, it's true. I mean, you look at a lot of people, they get upset about this. You know, they bust their butt all their lives, like you just say, and then they got to pay tax on top of that. Like, we're already getting taxed to death anyhow.
Exactly.
But, you know, we'll see. We'll, you know, you won't.
We're going to cross our fingers and our toes, hoping that this does come to fruition. We do have to have a Congress that,
yes,
cooperates. And that can be your biggest hurdle in getting some of these things done. Well, another one I wanted to talk about is that this last week, and sometimes I tell people about this, but I really wanted to reiterate it. Met a gentleman who is 67 years old.
Okay.
And he uses the VA.
Okay.
But he doesn't have Part B. He didn't take Part B because the VA told him that it's fine. He can just use the VA benefits. And he says, and they do everything for me. Apparently has a high level. So he doesn't have to pay for anything. They'll even send him off to a civilian hospital and then pay that bill. So it's the VA is far better than it used to be.
Oh yeah. But
he's angry because he is now in a penalty phase. Because understand, the VA medical is still not credible by Medicare standards. So Medicare will assess a penalty. So right now he's looking at a 2-year penalty. So he's very angry about that because he said somebody should have told him. But that's not how Social Security works. The onus is on you to research it, not on Social Security to tell you, or in this case, the VA should have told him. So he doesn't know whether he wants to just pay the penalty and to get his Part B or just continue using the VA. I suggested, at least I told him what the penalty was most likely to be. I can't give it to him with 100% accuracy.
Right.
Because Medicare has to calculate that. And once they do, then comes out of a Social Security check. I mean, there's no getting around it. You can't outlive a penalty. But what he was going to do was go back to the VA and explain the scenario and just to verify that he is going to pay a penalty for not having Part B, and then ask him, in what case scenario would I ever need Part B? And I said, that's a good idea. Go back and talk to them. Talk to somebody you trust there, somebody that's knowledgeable. And another thing is that the VA should be telling these people.
Yes, they should.
When they turn 65, that you should be taking Part B. You should be taking it so that you do not end up with a penalty. Now, there's a good reason. There's good ways to avoid even having to pay all of your Part B premium.
Yeah, you get an HMO.
You just get an HMO. You don't have to use it.
Correct, but you
can use the VA. It doesn't interrupt your services at the VA. Mm-hmm. You still can use the VA just like you do now because one doesn't override the other.
See, that's where Kathy can help you out with this because now this guy's going to be stung for 2 years, and that's, what, 10% a year?
10% per year.
So that's 20%.
20% added to his Part B premium.
Right. So at this stage right now, it's about 174, 175?
It's 185.
185. Okay, 185. So, it's
about $37 a month right now.
Yep.
That's where he's at right now, but that'll be prorated by month, so depending on his birthday. But like I said, I can't be accurate because they calculate it because they do prorate by month. And so that's what I'm telling folks, just to, scream it from the rooftops. If you are a veteran, you use the VA exclusively, and you're coming up on your 65th birthday, make sure that you get your Part B. I mean, there are ways to mitigate that so you don't end up with, paying the Part B premium, at least not much of it, so that you are protected on both sides. If you choose not to take your Part B, it might be a permanent decision because of the penalties that you'll have to pay for not taking it. Now, I'm understanding that there are some congressmen out there trying to advocate to Medicare to make VA medical credible. If that happens, and I think it should, because, in years past, the VA really wasn't credible.
True.
Because you might have a procedure or a test or something that you need, and you'd go on a waiting list. And you may or may not get it, but that's not the case today. The case today is that they are very good at taking care of people in a timely manner. Which is about time, yes.
Now, see, these people are going to be into this situation to have that happen. Then they wouldn't have to worry about getting the Part B, am I correct? Or would they still have to?
They probably should.
That's the operative should.
You should, because I've seen a couple of scenarios where the fellow or the person would come to me and say, I need to go see this doctor for this particular reason, and I can't go because I don't have Part B.
Right.
Well, it's better to have Part B because it does offer you the opportunity to see the doctors that you want to see, rather than being, shoved and pushed. You got to go see this one because this one works with us and this one doesn't. It gives you back your choice. It gives you back your freedom. Get your Part B.
You're spot on, though. You said earlier that the VA should give these people the heads up to what to do. Because
it absolutely should be informing these folks that getting your Part B is in your best interest. They should be informing them. And they're not. I've never heard one person come to me and say, I got my Part B because the folks at the VA told me I should. Did not hear that even once. So please, ask the right questions. Do your own research. Social Security will not reach out to you and say, this is what you need to do when you need to do it. Other than they do send a Medicare and you book out.
Right.
Which is when you are going to turn 65.
Well, I know that. I got that. Please.
The big, thick book. Most people don't even read it.
Well, it's true, too. But a lot of people, this is why Kathy can inform you as to the ins and outs. This can't be stressed enough. We talk about this on every program. To be better informed, better than being dumb on it. Because, you have to be sort of armed when you go into situations that you think, oh, this is no big deal. If we had to sit there and put together all these stories that you've said over the years, you could write a book on some of these
absolutely.
People that were blinded, not knowing because nobody helped them out with it. Nobody gave them an idea as to what to take, what to do. And this is what Kathy does, okay? And it's always good to have an independent agent, depending on your situation, as to what's going to be the best for you. Not just, okay, only one company and that's all you got to work with. No, she goes and does all kinds of different other companies to get you the best plan that's going to work for you. So if you're in that area where going, gosh, what do I do next? Call Kathy. 727-735-2337. 727-735-2337. And, you know, you can make that appointment. Come by her office, 7235 Forest Oaks Boulevard. That is at the corner of Forest Oaks and US 19, right down from Nature Coast Jewelers, Guido's Pizza. Can't miss it. You can't miss it. Beautiful office. Really nice. She can meet you at your place, meet you at whatever is going to be convenient. But some way, shape, or form, make that call, because nothing is worse than being caught off guard. You don't want to be out there going, oh, God, I didn't know this, or I didn't know this. That's why Kathy does this program. She's out there to give you
There to give you information, because I don't want you to be in one of these scenarios where you are being penalized and you can't afford to do that, or you need medical care and you can't get it. You need to, at least when you turn 65, it's a beautiful thing going in Medicare, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because Medicare is going to save you money. You're going to pay a whole lot less than you would in the open market. A lot of folks have coverage through their employer. And for the most part, some of the coverage is pretty decent.
Right.
But when they first, a lot of times they'll decide, you know, I'm going to stay with my employer insurance. Typically, it doesn't make financial sense to do that.
Right.
Unless your family is also there on that plan with you. If your family is also covered, you do have to stay with your employer, because if you leave, they leave. And then you have to find coverage for them separately. But I've never seen a case where the employer's insurance was better than what they could get in Medicare and cheaper. Because under the employer's scenario, they're going to have a deductible. They're going to have a high max out of pocket.
Right.
They're going to have a premium. And they're also going to have a high copay, typically. Because employers can't afford to get the Cadillac of all plans, because they have to pay quite a bit to offer that to their employees. It's a big sacrifice.
And also depends, too, if you work for an outfit that's got less than 20 employees, you have no choice but to go on Medicare.
Oh, yeah. Because that is another scenario where Medicare does not consider that credible.
And some people don't know that.
Some people don't know that. So if they're working for like a mom and pop shop. In fact, I had a gentleman and his wife. He ran the company, eventually, you know, handed it off to his son to run. But he was covered. I think there was like 6 employees. And he had health care through that. Well, I mean, up in the upper ages, like over 70, he wants to leave the company and go to Medicare. Well, he's got 10 years of penalties to pay, because he was covered by employer insurance. In fact, his wife still is covered by employer insurance. He had to maintain that because he couldn't get her on Medicare. It was going to be too costly. Medicare, Social Security will not consider that to be credible insurance, because there's less than 20 employees. Therefore, the cost to the employer and to you is much higher if you have a small group. That's the logic that they use to say it's not credible. And also, if you leave an employer's coverage and you take COBRA, as soon as you take COBRA, you no longer are forgiven. You will start building a penalty, because COBRA is also not credible, and it's based on the cost. Those are two things to keep in mind. If you're on a small employer, if you're on COBRA, if you're using VA medical, you have to go to Medicare. You have to take Part B.
What's the window if you decide you're leaving an employee less than 20, even though depending on going on, you got how many days before you have to sign up?
So if you're leaving or even staying, it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
It's 3 months before you turn 65, you need to get enrolled in Medicare.
Okay.
Now, there is some leeway there. They'll allow a couple months after you turn 65, after that month, to get enrolled, and you're not going to accrue
a penalty. So you're 63 days?
Yes. That's okay. If you move. If you move from, let's say we get somebody from Kentucky that moved here to Florida. So based on that day that he changed his mailing address, he's got 63 days to get enrolled into a plan.
Gotcha. Okay. And see, some people don't understand that either. They come in blind because nobody's helped them out with it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do. I help people with that, especially in even those who are moving out of state. and they want to know what the healthcare landscape looks like where they're moving. You know, call me. I'll look it up for you. I'll tell you what's available to you there. Understand, there's not many states as rich in benefits as Florida.
I was just going to say, you can't beat it here.
You can't. It's very good. Not many states. Now, there's a few, but not a lot. In fact, even with your sister, I, you know, had to do a lot of searching to find the right plan for that's even a little bit similar to right. what we have here. But luckily, there was one.
Yeah, she's in Michigan. So, yeah, you know, Kathy checked that out as well and set her up. And it's worked out great for her. But not all things are going to be easy. But nonetheless, you got to make a call so you can figure out what your next step is, because again, the horror stories that can be had by some of these people that just are not informed. Nobody told me. Understood.
Yeah.
That's why Kathy's here to tell you, to help you out with this, because you do not want to be caught, because it is not a pretty picture. Over 70, you stuck for 10 years in a situation, no Part B. You have to have that Part B. And again, and we also talked earlier, Kathy, about the VA not letting these people know that they should have that Part B. Just get an HMO. It's going to be peanuts compared to what it's going to be for the cost if you get messed up.
And there's extra bonus benefits for that. Because let's say you use the VA exclusively, there's nothing saying you can't continue to do that.
Right.
Just exactly like you are now. So if you take the, let's say, an HMO that gives your Part B rebate, meaning it gives you your Part B back, most of it, you also get extra benefits with that. Because most of the HMOs have ancillary benefits.
Right.
Things you don't get the VA. Dental, vision, hearing, these type of things.
They don't have that?
Gym membership. No.
Nothing. Oh, wow.
Well, hearing, okay. I mean, they can get hearing aids. The gentleman I talked to the other day,
right.
no dental. He doesn't get any dental.
Okay. So this would be better for you anyhow, people. Seriously.
Oh, yeah. You get extra things that'll help you out if you take your Part B. It's all good, nothing bad.
Well, the thing of it is that you just need to make a call for this, because you don't want to be left out, and you don't want to be penalized. You don't want to be just go, what happened? When you sit down with Kathy, it's not 5 minutes. So make sure you have time, because especially if you're coming up on 65, what are your likes, dislikes, with your medication?
Who's your doctors? What meds are you on? We want to make sure everything is covered at the highest level. And the thing is that you choosing a plan is choosing the plan that's best for you.
Mm-hmm.
I sell them all. I don't have a dog in this fight.
Right.
So if I was talking to another agent on the way here, and she was giving me a scenario on, I have a client that's turning 65 that has to go to Moffitt. Well, Moffitt doesn't take everything. So
really?
No, they don't. So I have to, you know, recommend a plan that's going to make sure that that doesn't interrupt their
treatment,
care, their treatment and their care, so that they can continue to go to Moffitt. They also use, you know, a lot of doctors around here. So that's a puzzle that has to be put together.
Sure.
And it has to work for them.
That's why Kathy does this. She'll find it. Trust me.
It exists. We can do that.
Give her some time. Make the call. 727-735-2337. 727-735-2337. Again, just find the time. KECinsuranceservices.com is the website. Her office is at 7235 Forest Oaks Boulevard in the Forest Oaks Plaza, Forest Oaks and Highway 19, down from Nature Coast Jewelers and Guido's Pizza. 3 to 4 months out if you're coming up on 65. If you're going to be moving within an area, Kathy can help you out with that as well. But some way, shape, or form, like I always say, make that call, because you're going to help them out.
I will.
You've been listening to Healthcare Insurance 101 with Kathy Cacciola. Do it again in two.
See you in two.
Any information we provide is limited to the plans that we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options.